This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker?
Mm-hmm.
Get the bed ready.
Oh,
do it.
Wait, are there clean
sheets?
I've been
waiting. you got it, right?
Yeah.
I'm teed off.
Oh.
Come on.
The music bed.
The bed.
Yeah.
The music
my
bed.
God.
The bed's always ready for you, buddy.
Okay. It's just, oh, okay.
It's just sitting there.
I'm feeling less mad.
With all the problems in the real world, see, I don't care. All the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
I choked on my spit.
And so let's get teed up with Tiak.
Real teed off today.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I am. Let's talk about clocks. Let's talk about
the Coldplay song that sucks.
The concept of time. I also hate it.
Good. All right.
What are we doing, Tiak?
All right. So I'm.
You know we let you have this feature.
Yes.
I think you're starting to abuse it a little bit. Because if this doesn't...
That tees me off.
If this doesn't rise to the level... Because I think... What was his last one? He just came in with someone who was like, I don't know, the color orange. And you're like, dude,
no,
it's got to be...
It wasn't too long ago.
I was here.
Yeah.
And I heard the song for the first time.
Yeah. What was? I don't know. I don't even remember.
Because it's...
Guess it wasn't that big a deal.
I think this was meant for... Southwest is charging back charges now. Grr! But you're just, like, yours are like...
Hey, we should probably hear him out on the clocks.
The lyrics of the theme song are pretty clear.
With all the problems in the real world, Tiak don't care.
All the things that seem
to bug him are so unfair.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm very particular when it comes to a lot of things. You may have noticed. One of them is when it comes to my alarm clock at night. I have to have an alarm clock, not to set an alarm. But if I wake up in the middle of the night, I have to be able to look over and see what time it is.
Like, I feel you.
Okay, thank you. I know I'm not alone.
Do you know?
Is that for you?
No. Can't be it. Erica.
These segments make everyone so angry, and that's really the best part.
Do you use the MagSafe charger for your phone at all?
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
Mm-mm.
But
I have one of them old phones.
Even if you just plug your phone in. And you lean it, it becomes an alarm clock.
And I don't like that because that feels feels like blue light still. And like I'm not supposed to be.
No, it changes color in the.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It does, and it's dope. It looks exactly like an. You can have it be like a clock.
I think
with like hands.
Is that when it's in like do not disturb mode?
I don't know why mine's not working right now.
Well,
we've lost the plot.
We've lost the plot, but I'm saying you don't.
I don't like my phone because I definitely don't want to like
switching.
I don't want to hit the phone because then it's now I'm into my phone and I'm awake.
Yeah.
Right.
Open,
I just want a quick look over, see the time. Okay, I got a couple more hours to sleep. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
Whereas like my wife has a clock on her side that's just it's an analog clock that you can't see at night, which is insane behavior. But we'll do that another time.
My God.
So, okay. But what's been happening is my lovely daughter. She is walking, she's touching stuff. She gets to the alarm clock and she's hit some buttons on it. And I don't understand. She's changed the setting on it. I don't know how to get it back. So what I want is just the time, and mine even says the temperature of the room, which I like to know if I should throw a leg out from the covers or not.
You don't just base it on what your body feels like. You want to look over. No.
So, wait, I have a problem here. Is this actually teed off at your daughter?
A little bit. It's more the clock. It's
or
more the clock.
You teed off that you're such a boomer that your like VCR light is flashing 12 o'clock right now. You don't know how to operate your own clock.
I want to tell you about the setting change on this alarm clock. So what it used to do, just time and temperature, just solid at any point. Now it does time and temperature. And then every like 10 seconds, it'll flash. And now it shows you the date really little. And the year. And then it'll flash back to the time. In what world would I wake up in the middle of the night and go, my God, what year is it? Never! I would never do that. Why is that a setting? Who would ever need that? Why do you need to tell me what year it is?
You were awaking from a coma.
Yeah.
That's the whole... Yes. Or New Year's. Those are the two. I've already thought about it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.